Well, hello, 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 and welcome to the terrific Tuesday teleclass. We have a lovely, lovely, warm, sunny, hot day here in Vancouver on Tuesday, July the 21st. I would like to thank you very much for listening tonight live on the line, and for those of you who listen later on the recording, I really do appreciate you taking the time to spend with me. And I really, truly am honored that you do take that time, because time is so very precious. And right now, even more so for me than usual. So thank you very much. So here we go. We're going to dive right in. I'd like you to grab that piece of paper and a pen that writes. Write down today's date. It is Tuesday, July the 21st. My name is Carla. And my direct line is at, it's my new number, 877-767-7544. That's my direct line that I answer. And my email is carla@retirewithcarla.com. That's RetireWithCarla. Carla@retirewithcarla.com. I do love to receive your comments and your questions, so please do keep them coming in. I definitely answer all your questions, and if necessary, you know, your comment needs an answer, I'd be more than happy to do that for you. So welcome to the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. You have dialed in to 218-862-7200. And the bridge number is 549-706. If you are too shy to ask a question on the call, please do feel free to send me an email, and I will do my best to get those questions answered for you. As always, I am looking for people who want to play in the team environment, who want to be coached, mentored, and supported to live the life of your dreams. We all have a dream. We all have a dream. And it is possible. It is very, very possible. So if you're looking for someone who's going to boot you in the butt, drag you across the finish line, we are the team for you. You go to retirewithcarla.com. That's RetireWithCarla.com. Submit your name and number. I'll give you a call, and we'll see whether or not you qualify for the team. Tonight, we're going to talk about focus. It's something that's been on my mind lately, so it's something that keeps coming up over and over again for me. Focus is something that many people today have lost. And right now, my niece is down in Everett, Washington, playing in a fast pitch tournament, and they lost their first game of the season yesterday. It's not even the season, the season's over. And it has to do with focus. And her team is very focused, but every once in a while, you get taken out, you get taken off focus. And what happens? You lose the game, you lose sight of your business, you lose sight of your goal, you lose sight of your dream. Unfortunately, right now, we are pretty much a microwave society, and people are out there looking for instant gratification. I don't know how many junk emails I get. Well, hundreds. Use Gmail. They go right to spam. I don't have to look at them. But every once in a while, I go in there looking to see whether or not something has accidentally hit in the spam. And there are so many people out there today offering get-rich-quick schemes, instant money, money right away. We are a microwave society, people looking for that instant gratification. And if you want to build a long-term business, you need to develop the skills to keep that viable for years to come, so that you have that reliable income. get-rich-quick schemes are not going to give you a reliable income for years to come, or residual income, or what's called beach money. You need to focus on building your business and the traits that you need to develop that business. We are all at different places in our lives. We all have different skills. We all have different, we're better at some things than we are at others. We need to learn to focus those, focus our time on those skills, develop the habits, develop the skills that we need to take our business forward. And it really is just a decision to decide to focus on building a better trait, making the trait better than it was before, building a new skill. And it's just as easy to focus on the trait as it is a part of your body. It's just a matter of deciding. So what do I mean by that? Well, next time you're itchy and you're looking and you want to scratch that itch, focus on a different part of your body. And if you really focus on that different part of your body, so say the itch is on your arm, and you turn around and you focus on your foot, and you think about your foot, you look at your foot, the itch on your arm goes away. Same thing happens when you're looking forward to something. You are focusing on it. So whether or not you decide to focus on the itch or focus on the foot, focus on your business skills, it's just a choice. You can focus on whatever you decide to do. Because when you focus on something other than that itch, that distraction, it'll go away. And this really does happen in your business. Many, many things will take you off focus, just like that itch can take you off focus. You get so itchy, you know, when you get a mosquito bite. Oh, it's itchy, itchy, itchy. One of the things that I have discovered is that you have to keep practicing to bring yourself into focus. And you have to practice on focusing on what you need to do right now. Like, it's really easy when you're driving. You know what you need to do right now. If you get distracted when you're driving, the results can be disastrous. So you practice on being focused. Now, the other afternoon, I was sitting out on my front porch, and I was watching my cat. His name is Finn. And he was very focused on something, and I really didn't know what it was. And I was watching him, and he sat there so focused. It was amazing. In fact, I called him a couple of times. He totally ignored me. I even used the magic word cookie and treat. He still totally ignored me. And then he moved just a couple of movements forward. He was crouched down on his belly. And he just moved a couple of inches forward. And then, all of a sudden, he took off like a shot. And then I realized he was after the birds that were like about 60 feet away from him. And he was so fast and so focused on his target that he got that bird. Now, these birds were, there was five or six of them all pecking at different seeds that were on the ground, in the grass, worms, I'm not sure what they were attempting to eat. But he was so fast that he got one of those birds. And I was standing there watching him. I'm going like, oh my God, my cat's killing a bird. Now, it was one of those terrible sparrow birds that get into everything and make a huge mess. But still, you know, your heart kind of goes out for the bird. And then here's my cat trying to eat, and he's playing with it. And it almost got away, and he caught it again, and he batted it down with his paw. And he's watching, and he's focused on that bird. And then the bird almost gets away again, and he bats it again, and he's got it down. And he's playing with it. And then, out of nowhere, another bird comes from up behind Finn and dive bombs him. Well, guess what? Finn lost focus. And that birdie that he'd been playing with for probably about 30 or 40 seconds got away. The birdie flew away. Finn lost focus for a millisecond. Now, that was another smart bird that came in and dive-bombed that cat. But it is so true about focus. Because when you are totally focused on your goal, your objective, your dream, your task, you accomplish it. It happens. When you do not allow yourself to get sidetracked with all of the different things that can happen. So there's three simple steps that you can do to assist yourself in staying on focus. And one of them is observe yourself, witness yourself. And how do you do that? Again, it goes back to practicing bringing in your focus. So when you observe yourself, you find yourself, it's like, oh my gosh, how did I get here? I meant to be doing this, and now I'm doing this. What happened? So when you observe yourself, you stop and you just stop. You acknowledge the fact that you are doing something that you hadn't intended on doing. And I know the internet is really good for that, ending up way the heck and gone out in left field when you meant to go to home base. Stop and realize what you had done to get there. Understand the behavior and emotions that you went through to get there. I go, oh, okay, so that's what I did. That's how I got there. So just observe and witness yourself that that is what you did. Then the next time, you may actually recognize it before you get way out in left field. You might only be halfway to left field, and you'll recognize that you're doing that again and that you've taken yourself off focus and allowed yourself to be distracted. So step number one is observe and witness yourself. Step number two is to breathe. We as a society don't breathe well. We don't take deep enough breaths. I mean, for women, it's an image thing. Because when you take really deep breaths, you're supposed to extend your stomach out, fill your stomach full with that great big deep breath. And it's letting that breath go that assists you in relaxing. And when you relax, you can focus more easily. So you've observed yourself, you've witnessed the fact that, oh my gosh, here I am out in left field and I want to be at home plate. So you take that big, great, big, deep breath and go, okay, it's all right. I'm here. I recognize it. I'm heading back. And you take that deep breath, let it out very slowly, because the letting it out is what really helps reduce the stress, and let it out for a longer period of time. And when you reduce that stress, then you're not so mad at yourself for being out in left field, for being taken off focus. And what that does is it stops that negative, nasty little voice inside your head from again, still keeping you off focus, because it's giving you a heck for getting off focus. It's like a vicious circle. So you stop, observe what it is you're doing, how you got there, and take that deep breath. The next step, number three, is to snap and shift. And you can do a mental snap, When I first started practicing this, I actually would snap my fingers. And it didn't take very long of snapping my fingers. I don't snap my fingers very loud. Snap yourself back to where it is you want to be. Shift your focus. And just go back to what you were doing in the first place. So the three simple steps that you can take that will get you back on focus, on your target, on your dream, on your goal, on your business. Number one, observe and witness yourself. Number two, take those deep, relaxing breaths that help reduce your stress. And then do a snap and shift. Now, you could, for your snap and shift, I mean, I snapped my fingers. Now I just kind of do a mental snap. You could, to yourself, say the word snap. You could slap your leg. You could clap your hands. Something to take your focus away from where it was. You've relaxed, you've taken your deep breath, and away you go. So my personal example of where the past few months, which is why I'm into focus right now, has taken me off track is the internet. And there is so much information out there that you really can get caught in that trap of information overload and moving on to the next best thing, and this is the next best thing, and this is the next best thing, without actually developing the skill for the first best thing you found. So that's what happened to me. And then in my article writing, I went through quite the process before I found that the best time for me to focus and the most productive time for me to focus on the writing is first thing in the morning. I go out, I walk the dog, I listen to my personal development while I'm walking the dog. I come in, and I sit down, and I write for that focused 15 minutes. And it's amazing how much more I can accomplish in those focused 15 minutes than I can if I were to sit down right now and attempt to. I've just come home from slave camp. My mind is kind of cluttered with some of that stuff, although not much. I'm pretty good at releasing it. It's great. So the other thing where I would get distracted was in learning the multi-level marketing conversations and creating the conversations. And I would let myself be taken out by other people, by taking off focus of what I knew I needed to do. I knew I needed to practice some of the conversations because it was a mind shift for me. I have never been a marketer before, so it was a mind shift for me. I needed to develop different skills and develop different habits. And I was constantly allowing myself to be taken off focus so that I would never initiate the conversation. Now, when I'm talking to people and I am out there prospecting for my MLM business, my conversations are very different. But that's because I'm now focused. I spent the time learning how to do it properly. I spent the time practicing. And now it just comes naturally. But you got to do that focus. You've got to set it up in the beginning. Take the time and do what you know you need to do to make your business grow. And as you're growing your business, you're going to have some very original ideas. And you're going to want to focus on those original ideas. And again, it's simply a process. When you get those ideas of how you can build your business, you decide you're going to focus on this particular piece right now, for this next 15 minutes, for this next, excuse me, this next half hour, you know, four things that you can do to keep that original idea alive, keep yourself focused on it, and how to make that come to fruition. Number one, you got to start. You got to take action. You got to start. An original idea is absolutely no use to you at all if all it is in your brain. Might as well not be there. If you don't do something with it, if you don't take action, you're wasting your thought energy. You're wasting your time. You've got to start. And then as you start, you find out what works. Just like when I was going through the process of my article writing, figuring out what works. Then I had to figure out what didn't work. And attempting to write an article just before I went to sleep at night didn't, for me, didn't work at all. Now, I know some people that their best writing time is that time of night. Not for me. Definitely not. So focus on your original idea. You got to start. You got to find out what works. Then you got to find out what doesn't work. And then the step that most people don't take is they don't improve to make it better. There are some things I'm doing now with my article writing that I come up with an idea. It could be anywhere. I have a little book with me. I write down my ideas for articles all the time. I write down my ideas for the Terrific Tuesday teleclass all the time. And then I'll go to the computer and I'll put in a little outline, a couple of bullet points, four or five bullet points of what it is I want to cover in the article, and I'll just leave it there. And then when I go to do my focused 15 minutes of writing, whatever title attracts me that I have in my draft, I can finish an article in 15 minutes. So improving to make it better, because no matter where you begin with your business, you're always going to be in process. So when you get to the level where you're making $5,000 a month, there's still more to go. You're still another level to get to. Then you get to the level of making $10,000 a month. Well, guess what? There's still more to go. Multi-level marketing is a business where you could be earning $100,000 a month. But you have to start. You have to figure out what works. You have to figure out what doesn't work. And you have to be constantly improving, because it's just a process. So really, creating is recreating. And in everything you do, you're always making minor corrections. When a rocket takes off from Cape Canaveral and heads towards the moon, it doesn't go in a straight line, because things are always taking it off course. The influence of gravity out there, I'm not even sure what's out there in space that takes it off course, but it just kind of does this back and forth. So it's always doing a correction. So correction is always in play, always improving, always correcting. And it's very natural. When you are driving your car down the highway, if it would go in a straight line, you wouldn't have to put your hands on a steering wheel. But there's all sorts of influences coming into play, the bumps in the road, changing lanes, whether or not your car needs a wheel alignment, how fast you're going. There's a multitude that comes into play. So correction in it is really, really very natural. And it's so sad that so many people have the belief that they need to be perfect the first time. And that is so ridiculous. Ridiculous. It's just so ridiculous. Where does that come from? Because correction is very, very natural. Now, I know that the next time my cat Finn catches a bird, that he very likely will not be taken off focus by another bird buzzing him. Of course, and then it actually hits him. Correction. When you're doing something and it's not working, you're correcting. When you stay on focus, you understand when you need to correct. And correction is very, very, very natural. We all need to understand that. It's been a big journey for me. That was one of my issues. I used to think I had to be perfect the first time I did something. Oh, I'm so glad I'm over that. Life is much better when you're over that one. Trust me. It's worth the effort that it takes to get there. So keeping it simple, don't dramatize things too much, says Carla the Drama Queen sometimes, because eventually you will get to where you want to go. When you stay on focus, you go through those four steps, you will get to where you want to go. And that, of course, is provided that you never quit. I found this great quote. I believe the best leaders are the ones that are focused on bringing out the best in their people, transforming lives. When someone has that as their purpose, the profits just naturally flow. And that's a quote from Susan Bagura. That is how I look at the business of multi-level marketing. I am focused on bringing out the best in my team, in transforming their lives. And the money naturally flows and follows. So let me recap, summarize, focus, something that people really have lost today. We are instant messaging and on the internet, and that's your iPhone and your cell phone, and you're just constantly being distracted. The microwave society looking for instant gratification. So three simple steps that you can take to assist yourself in staying on focus is observe yourself. Be your own witness. Witness your behavior. When you witness that behavior, you've gotten off focus, remember to take the deep breath. And you'll know how many times you need to do it before you start feeling that little relaxed. Snap and shift. Snap and shift. Back to the focus, back to where it is you're doing. Take your original ideas. Focus on your original ideas because you are an original. We're all originals. There's only one Carla McNeil. There's only one River Johnson. There's only one John DeLemme. We all have original ideas. Start on your original idea. Start on your dream. Figure out what worked. Figure out what didn't work and improve to make things better. Remember, everything is always in process. Correction is very, very natural. And believing you have to be perfect the first time you do something, the first time you learn something, is ridiculous. Allow yourself to live that one. It's amazing how much freedom it will give you. Thank you very much for joining me on the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. You have dialed in to 218-862-7200, bridge number 549-706. And again, keep those questions and comments rolling. My email is carla@retirewithcarla.com. That's C-A-R-L-A at retirewithcarla.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and get out there and focus on your dreams and make it the best day ever.